Walton Arts Center presents the Trey McIntyre Project this Friday as part of the 10x10 art series. The innovative dance company returns, and artistic director Trey McIntyre will present his new ballet set to chamber music. Tickets and information at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600.
Unlike the typical gala or golf tournament, there are some unique fundraising and volunteer opportunities coming up in the next few days. For example, the Appleseeds Teaching Farm Tool Drive is underway. Appleseeds needs tools, large and small, for the new teaching farm. You can drop off your used farm and garden tools before May 15th at the Ozark Natural Foods donation bin. May 15th, by the way, is Thursday.
It is tomorrow.
The donation bin is at Ozark Natural Foods at the front entrance of the store. If you'd like more information, appleseedsnwa.org.
The Artist Laboratory Theater is holding a fundraising party this Saturday, May 17th, at the Fayetteville Underground. The event begins at 7 p.m. and will include performances by Artist Laboratory Theater, music from Basement Brew, delicious snacks from Little Bread Company, and wine and beer will also be available at a donation bar. The Fayetteville Underground is located at 101 West Mountain. The event is $15 in advance and $20 at the door. All proceeds go to support the theater. The Artist Laboratory Theater is trying to raise funds to produce the first workshop production of The New Now, a performance series that investigates the impact of social media and technology on personal presence and interpersonal relationships. The workshop production will be staged throughout Tricycle Farms, May 29th through June 1st. For more information, contact Erica Wilhite, the artistic director, at erica@artlabtheater.com.
The city of Bentonville is participating in the Great American Cleanup by organizing a citywide Clean the Streets Day that will take place Saturday from 8 in the morning till noon. Volunteers are needed to help pick up litter along city streets. For safety reasons, they're asking that groups with children under the age of 12 not sign up for the Walton Boulevard or Highway 102 14th Street locations. That makes sense. If you want more information, you can contact Danielle Chastain. She's the Community Programs Coordinator. Let me give you her email address. That's dshasteen, dshasteen at bentonvillear.com, or you can just call 271-6826.
The public is invited to drop off gently used books for the annual Charlie Brown used book sale at Vandergriff Elementary in Fayetteville. Books may be dropped off directly at the school. The public is also invited to attend the sale, which will be held May 21st and 22nd from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. All books will be available for 50 cents to a dollar, and proceeds will benefit the Fayetteville Animal Shelter. Vandergriff Elementary is located at 2975 East Township in Fayetteville.
Just a quick question. Is there ever a book that you wouldn't pick up for just a dollar? I mean, you can't go wrong, right?
Maybe if you already had it.
Well, even then. The Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks will host a VA2K walk and roll on May 21st at 11 a.m. That's a Wednesday at the Medical Center in Fayetteville to encourage healthy activity and at the same time supporting homeless veterans. The VA2K walk and roll is free. It's open to employees, veterans, and the general public. It's at 1100 North College Avenue in Fayetteville, if you're unfamiliar. Registration takes place outside of Building 3 from 11 until 1. In lieu of a registration fee, participants are encouraged to bring a donation for the VHSO Homeless Veterans Program. Donation items in need include bug spray, deodorant, detergent, toilet paper, paper towels, diapers, cleaning supplies, sunscreen, paper plates, and plastic utensils. There is no requirement, however, for a donation in order to participate.